Okay, we're holding a Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we're at Perek Shlishi Halacha He. Harein et yota elu korban, im einan niktzatzot, or talit zu korban im einan isrefet, yesh lam pinyon. Harein et yota elu korban achi yikatzeitzu, or talit zu korban achi yitisaref, ein lehem pinyon. Now, we're talking to Ra'ak et yota melech, memash b'shino ba'im, you see the cops are coming. And you've got these very, very good te'inim, right? Now you're afraid over here that they're going to cut down everything you got. Or ra'a, delay kama mashmeshet uva'a. It's the case in the Bavli. You see there's a fire which is about to burn your talit. And you say, v'amar, reinit yota elu korban imei nan mekutzatzot. Wow, it'd be a miracle if we get through this. And then they'll still be here. The case in the Bavli, of course, was a storm. Not that the storm troopers were coming, but an actual storm was coming. Or talit zu korban imeinan isrefet v'nikra'a. So if this talis gets through, it's going to be great. So then we say that the hekdesh is chal, and the question is l'mafreim kotshu. If the hekdesh is chal now, is this chal since his das was? Basically, perhaps, God should see that he's a good guy. I'm ready to give it to Hekdesh. Save it. In other words, if it's saved, I'll give it to Tzedakah. So does that mean, like, at that point already he wants to give it to Hekdesh? Or is it Mikan Alaba? In other words, since he uses the word if. So then if Hekdesh is in Chal, until that point, what's Nafkabina? Nafkabina is before the stormtrooper comes. He's Nenemayim. So if he's Nenemayim, so then in Temalam Afraim Kitcher, he'll be over on Meila. In Temal Mikanval Abba, so then since it wasn't Chal yet, he wouldn't be Meila. This Abaya stands, and we have nothing to say about it. Chizki Omar. Chizki explains that when it says in the Mishnah, Ein Lehem Pidyon, what it means is that the Pidyon doesn't work. It doesn't mean they don't have a Chiyav of Pidyon. So it means if you're prey to them, anyway, because since you said, let them be achi katseit, so the meaning of your words are that even if something happens to them, you expect them to be re-kodesh after the pinyon. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what it means at all. If you went at them and were paid to them, you would be paid, and they're not kodesh l'kedushata. Now, l'chora the Mishnah, pligal Rabbi Yochanan, ein la pinyon, understand, it says ein la pinyon. Doesn't that mean ein lehem pinyon? No, it means that kishi yikatzatzu ein lehem pinyon means once they're niktzan, they don't need a pinyon, as Ula said in the Bavli, because his kavana in the kedusha was it should be kodesh until such point as she yikatzatzu. And at that point, poka kedusha tam, which is the question, can kedusha be poka birdi? And that's the meaning of the mission. Omri Dios, madiyom achizkiya. Yes, it's the whole din of Chizkiyah, that if they're Poydim, then they go back to their Kedushas, not if he's Poydim himself. Because then they never left either the Rishus of Hekdesh or his Rishus, which is giving them back to Hekdesh. But if somebody else came along, in Padyan Acher, and then somehow got back to the guy, gave him as a gift, or whatever the case may be, so then Pakamiyam Kedushatam, at that point, it's not in his Rishus. So the moment that somebody else comes along, and is paid it, Rishus of the Bialim and Rishus of Hekdesh is Paka. So then the original statement they should be re-Kadesh has no legal validity. And therefore, even it gets back into his Rishus, it's nothing other than a commitment that he's made, but it certainly doesn't create Kedusha on something that's not in his Rishus. Now, this seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi himself. Michlafeshi Tase the Rabbi Yossi. The point over here is that we have a similar case by Kiddushin. Somebody says to a woman, so Areat Mikudeshet, let's say after you become a Giyorat, or after she's a Shivcha, after your master frees you. Salah Shitakri. Over there the din is that in a Mikudeshet, because right now it's like a Dovah Shalom Bali Olam. She doesn't have a Shaykhus to Kiddushin. So then the question the Gemara raises, what's the difference between this and taking off Truma from Perot or Mechubarim that there should be Chal Likisha Yitaleshu? Over there we say it is considered to be Truma. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's Biyada. Since if you wanted to, you could go ahead and be Teilish to Truma, we don't call it a Davar Shelo Bali Yoyla. Mashenk, and over here, it's not up to you to create the Gerut. It's not up to you to free this woman. And so, Mamela, it's considered to be a Davar Shelo Bali Yoyla. Okay? This is all introductory to how Rav Yossi gets involved over this. Over there, the question would be, as the Gemara, what about if it's your own Shivcha? So then it should be biyotcha. So according to this, if you say, I am a kaddish you to your shivcha, la'achash et tash tachari, it should be mikudashet. And yet in the Mishnah it just says, ha'omer li'ishad. It's not machalik whether it's his own or somebody else. Mashmah is not dependent in whether it's biyado or not. So over there, says the Gemara answers, well, maybe she won't want to accept the kiddushin at that time. See, so therefore, it's not shaykh to say, that's biyada. Now, continues on the Gemara, this is where Rav Yossi gets involved, that they wanted to say that if we give you this prut, eilach prut of itkavshi, and this should be after I mekadesh you and megaresh you, which we brought in the Bavli briefly, right? I want to be mekadesh a woman, and I give you an extra pruta for when I get mad at you and throw you out of the house, and I give you a get, then I want to be re-mekadesh you. Okay. So what would be the din? So it says over there, Rav Oshen reviewed and burst out laughing and walked away. And so the Gemara asks, why in the world did they burst out laughing? What's so funny about this? So Rav Yossi explains why they burst out laughing. So he says over there is that it's such a stupid question. Because if it's talking about a Pnuya, even a Pnuya, and she's Ru'uya to accept Kedusha at this point, but once he's Bekadesher and she's Begureshet, so she's completely out of his rishus. And therefore it's not Shayat, it's Pshita that she's not Mekudeshet. So over there, how is it possible to go ahead and be Mekadesh a woman that's somebody else's woman? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, so if let's say he knows that a guy is angry with his wife, and his wife, this guy's wife is going to become a Gerusha in a very short time. And he says to her, I'm going to be Mekadesh you after you're Megureshet. So over there, it's not a Kedusha. So now, our Sugya, she's a Machlokas over here, between Chizkin and Rav Yochanan, if it's possible for the Netziyot to be Chozot and Miskachot after Pinyon, brings Rav Yossi as saying that once it would be in somebody else's Rishos, it would definitely not be Chozer, and would not be Kodesh afterwards. So now if that's the case, it's a Kasha of Rabbi Yossi. What's the Kasha? Now begins the Gemara. This was all background. Begins the Gemara, the Kasha is like this. Taman hu omer padyan pakamim gerushatat. Remember that in the Yerushalmi we often refer to where we are as there. If you remember this cloud, because in the Yerushalmi we always go back to where we were discussing, and that's where we are. And we refer to our sugya from the point of view of the discussion that we had over there. So as opposed to the Bavli, where we always are where you are. In the Yerushalmi, you are where you were. So over there, meaning over here in our sugya, Rabbi Yossi said that if you're pata'an, somebody else, so then paka kedushatan for sure, right? In which case, if you would say to a woman, here's a pruta, bimit kadeshet la'acha shagarshet, she wouldn't be mekadeshet. The Hacha, in our sugya, meaning the sugya in Kedushin, he says that Nises La'achar lo pakami mena Kedushin. So why does he say that it was a valid question? Areya mekadeshet li La'achar yigashech ploni. This guy is angry at his wife and he wants to take advantage of that. And he says, oh, look, your husband's going to give you a get. I want to be mekadesh you. Why don't we say the same thing? That right now, she can't be mekadesh to two people, and therefore, it doesn't matter what it is that he says. It's not biyada lakacha. Says the Gemara, lo tzurcha de lo. It says the Gemara, look, if he says to a pnuya, arei mekadesh la'acha shagarshech, or the same as the case where somebody else came to me, mekadesher, and he said, okay, this guy, you want to accept this kedushin, I guarantee you your marriage won't last. You'll be married to him for a year, then he'll give you a get. So you might as well be Makabal Kedushin from me now, because you're going to see that he's going to divorce you. You're pretty dumb. You should have accepted my Kedushin right up front. So over there, since it's biyado to be mekadesh, it's the same kedushin now. If she hadn't been mekabel the kedushin, over there, for sure, if she's mekudesh. The only suffix was, where are we talking about? Bishinatama shteputot, achat bikvar, achat lekishin yigarshena. The only question is, where, not where's biyado now to be mekadesh, and he wants to be mekadesh, leyachashatit karesh. So there we're talking about, he gives her two separate putot, and he says, one of them, this is the case we had in the Bible, with one of them be mekudesh to me now, and with one of them be mekudesh to me after I give you a divorce. So we say over there, since he cannot give her a kedushin now for after he divorces her, he can be mekadesh her now. So over there, when he's giving her kedushin, it's one kedushin. I'm trying to be mekadesh you now. You're saying you want to marry another guy in between. Okay, go ahead and marry him. The marriage is going to last anyway. So after you get your get, the kedushin that I could give you now, I want to be mekadesh you. But you could be mekadesh now. But here, you're giving her a separate pruta to be mekadesh in a way that you cannot be mekadesh now. Because the first pruta was there to be mekadesh now. The second pruta is bedafka to be mekadesh not now. So we can't say, let's take the kedushin now and put it off. That was the question that we're raising, which doesn't really have anything to do with the case that Rabbi Yossi was talking about at all. So this remains standing, this question. One more halacha?